funk.
Tether of funk, we gonna tether of funk, the motherfucker. Tether of funk, the sucker. Tether of funk, we gonna tether of funk, the motherfucker. Tether of funk, the sucker. Tether of funk, we gonna tether of funk, the motherfucker. Tether of funk, the sucker. Tether of funk, we gonna tether of funk, the motherfucker. Tether of funk.
Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
We had our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Well, look at you. All right, everybody. I'll be right with you.
Someone, thank you for hanging in there, Laverne. Hey, good afternoon, good evening, and somewhere in this world is a good morning. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. We got on the air late. There were some things I had to do. Today we're going to talk about a lot of things. Donald Trump has reached his last stop before indictment. Maybe I could be wrong. Maybe they're going to indict her for his president. Talk about Fox News. You know, you could tell when you're a good leader. You get busted, but then you throw everybody under the bus under you. You blame. By the time they get back, climb back up to you, it's done. So we'll talk about Rupert, how he feels about, you know, Tucker and everything. We'll also talk about Tucker Carlson. And then we'll also talk about Kellyanne divorce and how Trump is so happy. So we got a lot of things to talk about. And anything else you want to talk about, talk about. You can. Here we go. So if you'd like to come in the studio, this is Friday. We're going to relax a little bit so everything's relaxed. I'm on air because of I owe it to you guys for your love, your support. I'll try to do the best show I can. And if you want to come in the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. That's the number that will get your voice heard. That's the number you'll be on the air with me. Now, I may be on the air very short. Things are happening around here. So if I go straight to music or if I go straight to this, signing things, whatever things that you got to do. So we're going to try to get a good show going on right now. And come here. Sydney's walking around. She's trying to be as quiet as she can. And the real reason I can't really, I mean, I feel like I'm inviting you guys in my home, right? Well, the real reason I'm late, because I was supposed to be on at 7 or whatever. So I promised Laverne that I was going to be on an hour ago. So I get this, I get this Facebook. I knew when you have a bad feeling about Facebook, when you put your real, I got a personal page. Everybody has two or three pages of Facebook, I'm sure. I'm sure. So I get this request, and I recognize the name. Haven't seen the name in a long time. We're kids. Put the request in, or accept the request. Then as soon as I accept the request, there was a message. Give me a call, fool. I go, okay. Called him up. I didn't know when he got out of jail. He just got out of jail. He spent 15 years in jail. So bottom line, he says, now this is, he's throwing a party in Inglewood. I don't know if you know where Inglewood is because Compton getting all the play. But Inglewood is where it's really at. Inglewood and Compton are kind of alike. It's still in the hood. So apparently they're throwing him a get out of jail party. Yeah, that's what we do now. Thought we stopped that shit. So he says, so don't forget to bring your cup. It's a little thing, you know, when you're kids. We couldn't afford glasses or anything, so everybody went to 7-Eleven and they got their cup, you know, for the alcohol. Whatever, it's a joke. And he proceeded to tell me he was going to be there, and there's some people I thought were dead and some people I thought, oh, my God, you're still around. And there's some girls that he goes, and that girl, remember that girl? Yeah, you all stuck on. Yeah, I go, yeah, I invited her. I go, oh, I'm in a relationship, dude. And it's like, what do you mean you're in a relationship? What happened to you? I said, we get old. We need people to help us up once in a while. Stick around. You know, good people. He goes, I don't want to hear all that. He goes, well, who are you with? And then I told him that she was white. He goes, oh, damn. You're doing time every day with a white girl. Well, he didn't call her a girl. Well, I'll tell how he talked with that white bitch. I go, she's not a bitch. He goes, you're a white bitch. What are you doing with a white bitch? I go, what do you think I'm doing with a white bitch? The same thing I do with a black bitch. Well, but I do it more gently. He goes, holy shit. He goes, now you need to come back to where you belong, and you need a taste of some, you know what I'm saying, some dark chocolate, some chocolate milk, you know? I said, no, I don't. Bottom line, he says, I got out. Been 15 years. I want to see you. And you're going to deny me. I said, no, I would never deny you. And so that's where we are. That's why we're late. That's why we're late. So, we got to a point, dude. I know we do the relationship show sometimes, but sometimes on guys it's different. It is like, he goes, so what are you going to tell the bitch? I go, what do you mean what I'm going to tell the bitch? I tell the bitch his truth. The girl the truth. What are you calling her a bitch for? You don't even know the girl. He goes, well, you're going to tell her what? You're going to tell her that you're going to come over here and party with us in Inglewood? I go, yeah. Does the bitch understand that? I go, yeah. And she don't get all mad and everything? No. He goes, man, I got to get a white bitch. I go, she's not a bitch. I'll talk to you later. I'm really late. He goes, what are you late? I said, I'm doing this show. Show, where at? Wow, show up. I told him about the show. He goes, are you a DJ? I go, I'm not a DJ. I don't have time for this. I'll give you a call a little later after the show. We'll get together. I will show up. I will show up. He goes, good dog, it's good to see you. I've been thinking about you a lot. And he goes, it's good to see you. I'm glad you finally got out. I didn't think you could. But after 15 years, man, wow. So that's why I'm late. That's why I'm late. And we'll come, and when we come back, we're going to talk about those subjects. I didn't really think that Trump was going to get indicted. I thought America cared too much about how it would look. But apparently, maybe they're showing America like nobody gets away with shit. And then I started thinking, I mean, all this shit is already out there. You know what I mean? Trump asking, I can ask and everything. It's already out there, so people are seeing it anyway. And they're wondering what's going on with America, so I could look at it that way. But we'll talk about it when we get back. And don't forget, if you want to be part of the show, it might be a short one. You never know how short there's going to be. 319-527-6099. I am Brian. I like to hear your voice. And this is how we do. It is Friday. And I'm going to Eaglewood. And I'm going to party for the first time in about 17 years without my white bitch. We'll be right back.
This is how we do it. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All my gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party.
But let's go with Donald Trump first. Not going to go over his little thing about he is the what, and he is the savior, and the world's going to be messed up if he doesn't get elected. I don't even know what shit. Now, that was somebody, black or brown, you're going, what shit are they on? And I'm still saying, I don't know what medication Trump's on. I mean, let's think about it for a minute. No, seriously, for 1 minute. Let's think about that for a minute, you know? He could be on some medication, and they're catching him before nap time or something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could happen. It could happen, but and we're getting right there. We're going to get right there. We're getting there, and we're going to talk about it. But before we do, because sometimes my crew will come in and I get off track, and I do want to get this in, because once in a while we have the morning crew, Laverne, Melissa, Sarge, Stanley. I can go on and on and on. Mr. Solution. I can go on and on and on. And once in a while, they'll bring up something that'll make me think. You know, I think I'm hearing everything. And so they'll do a question or they'll ask me something. I'm going, what the fuck was that? And then it sticks in your head. You know, you put it back there. You say, okay, I got things to do. Then at middle of the night when everything's quiet and that question comes in your head, I go, what was that? Hello? You know, it's a little voice in your head, right? Well, who are you? Oh, that was the question they asked earlier. So Laverne asked the question, do you believe that God and the devil may be the same entity? Question. See, some things make you think. And that made me think. But then I went further. Let's say there is a God. If God was one of us. Okay, I'm no Jimmy Fallon, but hey. Well, who created the creator? How did God form? See, I have not read the Bible. And a lot of people will come in and talk about God, and this is what God said in the book, and this is what this, and this is what happened. This is Peter. This is the falling archangel Michael, and the stories I hear in the Bible. But nobody, the Bible never suggested the creator's creator. It stopped short of that. But how can God not be created? I mean, can we just be simple folks? You know, like caveman folks. I mean, you know, with the wheel and everything, and there's another entity that is just 10 times smarter than us, and we're calling it the Lord, and they have a God? These are kind of things that are trippy, and I love the morning crew. Because they just make you, go, you could be eating something. You go, what? And they go, what the hell? I go, nothing. Something just came in my head. But they just make you think. And I want to thank Laverne for that. But those are good questions, and that would be a good conversation one day. Donald Trump has reached the last stop before indictment. Donald Trump is at the last stop. Do you really believe it? Do you believe he's at the last stop before an indictment? They're saying that it's the last stop in the investigation into his election affairs in 2016. They're going to get him by that horse, Stormy Daniels. Remember, he was banging her while Melania was pregnant with, what's that boy's name? I mean, how tall is he now? 7 foot something now? What's his son's name? Oh, shit. It's not Ethan. I am so ashamed I don't remember Donald Trump's son's name. Barrett? Parrot? Shit. I know I'm getting close with... I know I'm getting close. Is it Barron? Okay. I knew it would come to me. Baron. Baron's probably 7 foot two by now. Here's you know what? People are talking about they're tired of Trump, and you're thinking about the red states. And then, here's CNN talking about it. You know, it's is it Tapper? Is that his name? And some of the comments about it in Iowa. Here we go. Take a listen. I think it's Jack or Jake Tapper.
It's still first in line for the Republican Party. Quick glance at the calendar there shows the state is already attracting plenty of attention from candidates and potential candidates, including Nikki Haley today and upcoming visits from Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. CNN's Jeff Delaney is also in Iowa. He's talking to Republican voters. In Iowa, breakfast is served with the hearty side of politics.
Welcome to the West Side Conservative.
In less than a year, these Republicans will help start the 2024 presidential contest. Yet talk has already turned to the end of the campaign, revolving around one question above all.
We like him. The question is, can he win?
He, of course, is Donald Trump, who remains at the center of the conversation at a regular gathering of loyal conservatives that Kim Schmidt presides over.
Right now, he's closer to getting that majority probably in the party than anyone else. But it didn't work last time, and we're concerned about that.
A clear sense of Trump fatigue has set in among many Republicans, but not Terry Pierce. He still proudly wears his Make America Great Again hat and believes to his core the former president can win again.
I think Donald Trump is the only one that can lead us back to where we were in 2020.
Others are more blunt.
I'm a Trump supporter, and if he's not on the ballot, I'm going to write him in.
The Republican field is slowly taking shape. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis visits Iowa for the first time on Friday. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is on a three-day tour here this week, and Trump comes Monday.
He's going to have to sell himself.
Kelly Cook is driving around Dallas County, the fastest growing in Iowa, where she leads the Republican Party. She admires Trump, but is bracing for rising attacks among GOP rivals.
We don't want two strong candidates to shred each other, you know, and duke it out in the boxing ring and see the best man standing. So hopefully grace, dignity, poise, smarts, calculation, because in the end we're all wanting to support the nominee.
David Oman, a Des Moines businessman, said Republicans need a fresh start.
Should the party move on from Trump?
I'm not sure he needs a third nomination. Donald Trump's message is getting a little stale, a little old. Looking backwards more than forwards.
Bob Vanderplas is president of the influential Christian group, The Family Leader. He, too, believes it's time to turn a page.
There is an appetite for somebody other than Trump.
Is that Trump fatigue?
I think part of it is. I think there's a little bit of an exhaustion. I think there's also some people saying I'm looking to the next generation of leaders.
But a field too large and unwieldy, he said, will only benefit Trump.
If Trump wins in Iowa, I don't see anybody stopping him after that.
Republicans like Marianne Hinojosa are listening and sizing up all of the contenders. Mindful the Iowa caucuses have a long history of humbling frontrunners and elevating alternatives.
No, it's not a two-man race at all. I think it'll be a wide-open field, not necessarily in terms of 15, 16 people running, but I think open in terms of that everybody's got a chance at it.
Now, admiration for Trump's policies, Jake, are clear in conversation after conversation, but there certainly is trepidation, exhaustion, fatigue, you name it, about the former president himself. Some say it in whispers. Some say it as loud as they can. They are ready to move on. But the question is, what does that base of the party feel? Of course, they will get a new look at a different candidate tomorrow when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis makes his first trip ever to the state of Iowa.
Jake.
That should be interesting. Jeff Ellen in Nevada, Iowa. Thanks so much. Let's discuss. Van Jones, let me ask you, as DeSantis heads to Iowa to meet with state legislators, the state Senate in Florida, the state Senate there just passed a bill that would require students to use school bathrooms that align with their gender assigned at birth. We know that education and these school issues as culture war issues have been successful at the state level, both for DeSantis and for Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, who might be asked about this issue tonight in our CNN town hall. Do you think more broadly the fight over these education issues make people like DeSantis?
That's boring. All right. See, here's the trouble you Republicans face. Trump lost by 7 million votes. We're talking about the Electoral College votes. 7 million. Now, some people said it's not that much, blah, blah, blah. That's when everybody was together. I called it. I said, when you get behind that curtain, when those Republicans get behind the curtain, they're pulling the leather for a Democrat, or they're not pulling that leather at all. And I called it to the T. So even when he had all those people who were for him, and now they're saying they're tired of him, they're saying that it's time to move on, they have a thing, and then you can argue. If he becomes a nominee, these people are going to stick with the Republican. They're not going to go Democrat. You can argue that. But then that's what happened last time, 4 years ago. You got new voters coming up now. Where were they? They were 2020. You had somebody maybe 17. We got new voters, and these are homosexual voters. These are trans voters. You got Rainbow Coalition. You got a lot of stuff going on out there. Me Too, whatever. There's a lot of diversion out there. There's a lot of diversity out there. Trump, the problem is with your candidate, and you know your candidate's going to lose, is because he is not trying to expand his base. He's not even trying to expand his base. He's not even trying. He's not reaching out to the independents. He's not reaching out to the Christians. He's not even trying. He's going to sit there with the white supremacists, the little group he has that love him so much, that's filling his head, the ones who are in prison, yes, those people. And they're giving him compliments, and all he can hear is compliments, and those are my people. He is not even trying to do that. Tell you guys. No, seriously, what does it? Here's a little Trump right now. Now, Trump is getting mad at DeSantis. He's getting a little mad at him. And half what Trump says is true. Trump did make him into the spotlight. Trump made him who he is, but hey, it's okay. And here's a little bit how he feels about him now.
The fight for the Republican Party now drawn. Right now, all polls show it's Trump versus DeSantis, and the Florida governor has yet to even enter the race. The former president painting himself as the leader of a revenge movement.
I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution.
During Trump's featured speak on Saturday at CPAC, an annual gathering of conservative activists, he blasted leaders from the past.
We are never going back to the party of Paul Ryan, Karl Rove, and Jeb Bush.
While taking thinly veiled shots at his strongest potential competitor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We're not going back to people that want to destroy our great social security system. Even some in our own party. I wonder who that might be.
DeSantis once discussed potentially privatizing Social Security, an idea he's backed off since. Trump also doing a complete 180 on mail-in ballots, saying he still wants to get rid of them, but has no choice but to accept them for now.
I will move heaven and earth to fully and finally secure our elections. All Republican governors should immediately go for paper ballots, one-day voting, and voter ID. But until that day comes, Republicans must compete using every lawful means to win. That means swamping the left with mail-in votes, early votes, and Election Day votes. Have to do it.
By Sunday, Governor DeSantis, speaking at the Reagan Library in California, apparently taking his own dig at the former president's time in the White House.
You didn't see our administration leaking like a sieve. You didn't see a lot of drama or palace intrigue. What you saw was surgical precision execution, day after day after day.
DeSantis right now, the only candidate competitive with Trump in the polls. Though at CPAC, Trump easily won the unscientific CPAC straw poll, 62% to DeSantis' 20%.
A lot of the folks we talk to out here say that they'd love to see a Trump-DeSantis ticket. What do you tell them? Would you consider asking Ron DeSantis right now to be your vice presidential pick?
Well, I've always had a great relationship with Ron. I was the one that made it possible for him to win. He was at a very low number, and after I endorsed him, he went up by a lot, and he asked me to do that. I've always had a good relationship with him, but it's much too early to talk about.
Why should he not be the presidential candidate for Republicans?
Well, he can be if he wants to be.
Why should the folks not turn to him if he makes the case of being a new generation?
I think I've done something that nobody else has been able to do. We turned around this country.
Other Republicans, like New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, still weighing a 2024 run. But on Meet the Press, Sununu, a Trump critic, acknowledging the strength of DeSantis as the Trump alternative.
Right now, if the election were today, Ron DeSantis would win in New Hampshire. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
CPAC now seen as a Trump event. His loyalists dominating the crowds.
Trump, hello. I mean, it's got to be the president. I don't trust anybody else to run this country but him. And as far as DeSantis, I don't trust anybody else to run the state of Florida than him. But he needs to stay right where he is and not go anywhere.
Now, Tom, this was a defining reception for Trump here this weekend. These are the types of grassroots conservative activists that if you're going to mount a serious campaign, you really need to get the backing of here. And when he took that stage, there were thousands in attendance, maybe not the biggest CPAC crowd ever, but there were thousands in attendance that enthusiastically received him. And if you compare that to Nikki Haley, who is really his main primary challenger at this point, and who also did take the stage over the weekend, well, it was a friendly reception. It was far from an enthusiastic one. And Mike Pompeo, who is his former Secretary of State and also considering a bid, it was also a tepid response to him up on stage. Fine, welcoming, but it was not that of Donald Trump here. And so coming off of a week of good poll results and enthusiastic response, he's going to Iowa a week from today, feeling very good about where his standing is as this Republican primary field really begins to take shape.
Mail-in ballots, saying he still wants to get rid of them, but has no choice but to accept them for now.
So he's going to be your savior. That's basically it. Donald Trump's going to be the Republican's Jesus Christ. He would be your judgment. He's going to, this guy. When we're going to take angry grandpa and still lock him in Mar-a-Lago's little room and let him play with his little clay toys. Normally, we would call him crazy. If that was your grandpa, I mean, you got to look at it that way. If that was your grandpa and says, I am your this, and I am your executioner, I am your judgment day, I am this, that's when the kid goes, Ma, grandpa going crazy. He's at it again. He's at it again. I mean, if you really think about our society now, we don't have mental illness because we're trained to accept everything. It's true. I mean, I understand don't bully, okay? And people take it to a certain level. But I understand don't bully, don't make fun, blah, 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 blah. And they're saying, we're going to stomp out bulliness. I'm saying, don't stamp that out. Usually, if you're a product of being, you know, tormented by a bully, you go take karate. You become Bruce Lee. You join the Marines. You become a sniper. It builds character. It builds a lot of character. Since we took bullying, and that's a bad word, and that can get a boy executed or a girl or a boy student, you know, out of school, just saying the word bully, we become a soft, soft, pussy-ass race. We're soft. I mean, we don't have the grit. I wish, next time I come on the air, I'm going to play the two different, how they do the PT for military, you know, drill sergeant, 2023 versus a drill sergeant in the 60s. I wanted to see how the temperament of our military is. Have they changed? But it's true. We don't have mental illness anymore in our society. We accept everything. We accept that stupid kid who's going to jump out of the treehouse, and he usually breaks his arm. That's how it was. Good for you, kid. Go get bandaged up. Put some dirt on it. That's how it was. So now we have to accept angry grandpa. And you can't tell the difference. The lines are so blurred that you can't tell the difference between sanity or insanity. You can't. And if you do find that little glitch that he's insane, it's still not polite to pull it out or get away from him or call him, get him help. It's you got to accept. And that's what we became. So meaning the product is that when we got Donald Trump, and everybody knows that sounds crazy. Nobody's saying it out loud, but it sounds crazy. But yet they'll point out Biden, oh, my God, today, unbelievable. Oh, my God. I could talk about it, but it wouldn't do it justice. You got to see his little press conference today. Oh, my God. It was like one girl in the back was trying to get through this. You know, she's almost mouthing the speech while the other girl was sniffing her nose. It looked like she was doing COVID. It was just a mess. It was a circus freak. It was a circus. And even if you have concerns about Biden, that he's too old or he does this. Now, Biden stutter. I stutter. Yeah, that's true, huh? Well, you're stuttering, so what do you want to be? I'm going to be a talk show host. Ah, great. So the way you stutter is that you're going to take a 15-minute show, yeah, and by the time you're done, it'll be 3 hours, and you only said, you get the joke. That was so wrong. But that's true. We don't, we accept shit that we know is shit. And then we congratulate shit that we know is shit. Oh, look at little Timmy. He pissed on the wall today in third grade, and then he threw milk on it, and then he signed the wall as a Picasso. I guarantee you they will probably have an auction on that to raise money for the school and a GoFundMe account. This is where we are. So, and I keep saying, listen to him. Donald Trump. All you had to do is listen to him. You know the man is losing it. He is crazy. And grumpy grandpa should not be. He had a shot. This 5 days ago. And this is what Donald Trump said.
I will have the disastrous war between Russia and Ukraine settled. It will be settled quickly. I will get the problem solved, and I will get it solved in rapid order, and it will take me no longer than one day. I know exactly what to say to each of them. I got along with very well with them. I will prevent, and very easily, World War III, very easily. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, I will have the disastrous war between...
Do you ever notice that when this guy talks, it's always in the end of the world or end of life? It's not a happy guy. We're not talking Santa here. We're talking angry grandpa. Angry, disturbed grandpa, and we want him to be the leader. See, you know what I figured out about Trump? Trump thinks in his head he is America. So if you go against him, you go against America. I mean, he actually thinks that. So the judgment thing and all this and the rage and I would take over and we'll make it great again and the way he wants it. But if you go against Trump, you go against America. If you go against Trump, you are no longer a Republican. That's how he feels. That's how he thinks. That's a crazy person. That's a crazy person. So far, I have not seen, I am looking, any Trump policies at all. It's more like the end of the world. Oh, by the way, let me make a comment when he says if he got any office, before he got in office, he would make the war would stop between Ukraine and Russia. Well, he was also caught saying that he would let Putin march on in and give him part of Ukraine. That's what Donald Trump said to Putin. That's what Donald Trump said. He'll let the Russians walk in and take part of Ukraine, settle that matter, a little bit of land. That's why he says, I need you to do me a favor, though. When Ukraine came in and asked for help to the U.S., and Donald Trump was sent there saying, yeah, but you're going to have to do us a favor, though. Some of you guys think, well, he's ballsy and he's strong. No, he's rude and stupid. And this is what we're talking about when we don't even know what mental illness is anymore, or we know what it is, we know what it looks like, we know what it sounds like, but guess what? We won't bring it out. We accept it because we accept everything. So when somebody's blatant like that, no, we're taught not to be rude and we're taught not to be vengeful or offensive. Well, at least some of us did. So when you say, oh, God, that's tough talking. No, it's not tough talk. It's stupid talk and it's rude talk. Oh, you don't believe me? I'll give you an example. Kellyanne Conway, if you haven't heard, is getting a divorce. Now, we knew the marriage was in trouble because she left Trump's campaign, I think, in 2016. Her marriage was in trouble. Her daughter was just upset and wanted to get rid of her mom. It was a big thing going on. So Kellyanne Conway decided, said, you know, I'm getting off this political thing. I got to save my marriage. I got to save my family. I guess now, and we know what women do. I guess now that she's in college, or maybe she has her own life, or maybe she's married, Kellyanne Conway, God bless her heart, can go back on what she really wants to do and destroy the world. That's a nice thought. She'll get a little break. So Satan's bitch, I mean Kellyanne Conway, so she's getting a divorce. Trump celebrates the collapse of another marriage, but such jubilation isn't limited to cherry-picked reality television. Last week, pro-Trump Republicans Kellyanne Conway and anti-Trump lawyer George Conway confirmed that they are getting a divorce after 22 years of marriage. The writing was seemingly on the wall, given that Kellyanne Conway described her husband's criticism of the then president. He described it as a betrayal and cheating. That's how he described it, and he did this in a tweet. Following their announcement, former President Donald Trump took it to his social media platform, Truth Social, to congratulate his former advisor. So this fool, angry grandpa, felt joy that her marriage is over, leaving her family. again, it's all about his world, right? He's doing it for her, saying you made the right word. What are you congratulating him, her for? Like, I'm congratulating you. You got my permission. I am the angry Pope, dumb Donald. Normal people, even if you didn't like the son of a bitch, even if you're above 35 or you're above 25, you know, you're not, if your friend's getting a divorce, even the guy is brutal. The man could be very abusive. He finally got out. And you still say, I'm sorry that you went through this, or I'm sorry that you're having a divorce. This guy is calling her up to congratulate her. And you guys still can't see the mental illness going on here. You can't see the mental illness because we learn to accept it. We learn to put it back in our society. We learn to say, that's okay. That's okay. And we keep saying that's okay. Congratulations to Kellyanne Conway on her divorce from her wacko husband. So now you're going to call names. You want to be president of the United States? This is wacko husband. This is a mentality. Again, you have to spot the crazy, the insane. You're like 78 right now, dude, and you say wacko. You're the wacko one. Dude. That's my California thing. Dude. Phenomenon. Do-do-do-do-do. Phenomenon. Do-do-do-do-do. Dude. Dude. Phenomenon. I can't get it. Yeah, you try to get that out of your head. Dude, you're crazy. Dude. Phenomenon, do 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 do. Phenomenon, do 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 do. Phenomenon, do 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 do. Dude, so this motherfucker, dumb Donald, congratulate her. He wrote, "You're free at last. She has finally gotten rid of the Destine albatross around her neck. She is a great person and will now be free to lead the kind of life that she deserves. And it will be a great life without the extremely unattractive loser by her side." The extremely unattractive loser by her side? And then he wrote there, gross. You're 78 years old and you wrote gross loser. Dude. Phenomenon. Do 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 do. Phenomenon. Do 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 do. Phenomenon. Do 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 do. Dude. Dude. And here, I just can't believe anybody will say that. You know, if you even had a friend say that or something like that, you get pissed off. You say, why did that bitch say that? Let alone this guy wants to be president of the United States. Like I said, he's not going to win. You guys are going to say, yeah, he's going to win. No, he's not going to win. And you got to break out of that fog, the brain fog, or whatever that is. And if you're smoking, it would probably clear your head. Because he is not expanding his base. If anything, his base is cracking. And half of them are saying out loud now that it's time to move on. Even the church is saying it's time to move on. Jesus turned his back on Trump. Dude. It's true. You know, so there's no way. So if you want to back a loser, see, the thing I hate to throw away my, I know that song, I don't want to, what is it, throw away my shot. is because when all those people were with him, he lost by 7 million votes. Now you don't even have all those people with him anymore. They want out. That tells you something about this dude. It does. And to congratulate somebody on their divorce, I mean, who does that? Again, I go with the mental, who does that? And who has the right, and they put it in the newspaper and they're laughing and it goes, oh, he's gross and he's unattractive. Did you see Kellyanne? I mean, she's no...
Freckles on me too, like Raggedy Andy.
She's... I'm hearing something in my head.
Look, I want to tell you something because you're very dear to me.
But sometimes the studio goes crazy. Dude. Da-da-da-da-da. Dude. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Dude. When we come back, we're going to talk about Rupert and DeSantis. Again, it's going to be a short show today. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, dude. And the number is 319-527-6099. That's the number to call if you want to get in and talk to me before I leave the air. It is Friday, and that means I'm in DJ mode, too. That means I can play any song that you want to play. Let me see. I haven't played a good song in a while. What kind of Friday song would be good? Okay, here we go. Get you in the mood for Friday. It is Friday, and you're listening to Brian Hammer Jackson. Da, 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 da. Dude.
Ladies, you here for the audition?
Yes. I'm Diamond, and this is Pearl.
Pearl?
Yeah.
Do is wrong. Get up.
23 positions in a one night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after you just say I can.
Get up.
Let a woman be a woman and a man be a man.
Get up.
If you want to, baby, here I am.
Here I am.
I got the jizz from a friend of yours named Vanessa Betts. She said she told her a fantasy that got her all. Something about a little box with a mirror and a tongue inside. What she told me then got me so hot I knew that we could slide. Get up.
23 positions in a one night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after you just say I can.
Get up.
Here I am.
Here I am. Get up.
1, 2, 3, 9, little cutie, I ain't drinking. Scope this, I was just thinking, you trust me, what a ride. If you were thinking the same, we could continue outside. Lay your pretty body against the parking meter. Strip your dress down like I was stripping a pizza. Paul. I'm in joy. Let me show you, baby, I'm a talented boy.
Everybody grab a body, pump it like you want some body.
Get up. So here we are, so here we are, so here we are, here we are, my pasty crib. What you want to eat?
Ribs.
Toy, I don't serve ribs. You better be happy that dress is still on. I heard the rip when you sat down. Honey, them hips are gone, but that's alright, I clock them that way. Remind me of something James used to say.
You gotta have a mother for me. Now move your big ass around this way so I can work on that zipper, big day. Tonight, you're a star. And I'm a big zipper. Don't worry about the bus, I'm gonna lock up every door. Then we can do it in the kitchen, on the floor, in the bathroom, standing on the tub and holding on the rod. You're in the closet underneath the clothes and oh my god. And we're on the dresser with your feet in the drawers. In the pantry on the shelf, I guarantee you won't be bored. Move, baby, yeah, move the stick. And put the eight ball where it's sure to stick. Dudley, do no wrong tonight, if now just let him kick you.
Jam, yep. I was looking, you know, lies. Can you go a day without lying? Seriously, I wonder, can you go a day without lying? Yeah, it does count, even if it is a good lie. Like, God, you look great today, or you lost weight, or I'm glad your divorce looks good on you. You know what I mean? Seriously, can you go one day? I get upset about my Democrat. I'm a Democrat, and I get upset when they're whining all the time about Rupert Murdoch. They're lying, and Tucker's lying, and look at them, Tucker, lying. Look at them. They're bad people. You should listen to us and not bad people who misguide you and mislead you. And then I start thinking, well, that's an American way, right? Cephalo Dollar. If you don't know who Cephalo Dollar is, he's a pastor that he has to have his own private airplane to go to his congregation. Now, what's the difference between Cephalo, then that preacher in the corner, you know, that guy has a little shabby house that's stuck between two other houses and it's almost falling apart, and he calls that church. What does Cephalo have that the poor bastard over there, the other preacher, and he has? What's the difference? You see, performance. Performing. See, performing is a talent. It's like singing. To grab somebody's attention, I hated being on the radio. But my executive producer, Kelly, said it would be good. And I think she just wanted me to get crumpled and people hating me more, you know what I mean? And so I got on. And eventually we started getting people. And then I started getting cocky, going, hey. And then and she goes, I'll get you this and this and this. I mean, great host. I mean, great people. And then she goes, well, this is a real big guy. I mean, real big. I mean, this is a senator. And I go, okay. She goes, can you get him? I go, if you give me 30 seconds, I can hook him. I can fish. You're fishy, fishy. And then let him go after 2 hours later. There you go. Go swim around the bowl. I can tell if you're a Trump fish because you try to jump out of the bowl thinking that there's some food in the refrigerator, and then you die because you're sucked up air. You're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson.
What's going on, Hammer? It's Pastor Don, GNCO. How you doing out there,
hey.
Radio Land, sir?
Man.
Pastor Don Jr., CEO. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, man, I'm texting the team, telling everybody, come on in, man. I got some real hitters. You doing it. It's a great year.
Okay. It's Friday. We'll put them right on. Have some of them ready. Yeah, if they get ready to perform, I have them perform right now.
Okay. I'm going to tell my man, Will J, for the future.
Yeah.
He's
get it going.
Guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
And my pastor.
How's your year been going so far, though?
What's that? I didn't hear you.
How's your year been going so far?
It's going pretty good.
Okay.
It's going, thank
all
you
right.
for asking.
Yeah.
Thank
hey,
you.
Man, I'm prepping my people right now.
Well, while you do it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go old school. Because there's going to be some young ones, some youngins coming up on the air right now. That's going to blow your mind away because that's Pastor Don Jr., CEO. And this is a man who has that connection window to some of the greatest acts around, right, Pastor Don Jr.?
Yes, sir. We have 300 elite winning team members globally.
There you go.
So
I'm going to take. I'm going to take a little break, give them time to come into the studio. I'll give you the number right here for other folks. You want to hear it? This is a nice little treat, everybody. I didn't expect it. So look at this. Some of the great artists, independent artists coming on the air. The number is 319-527-6099, 319-527-6099. I hope some of them can perform. That would be great. It'd be first time. And millions of listeners can play this for life. So you want to be part of the show, call that number. You want to talk to the great, I want to say celebritizer, but I want to say something else. The great promoter, marketing person to get you into where you need to go. He's here right here,
yes,
Pastor
sir.
Don Jr. So call that number. You'll be able to talk to him. All right. I'll be right back with some more stories. I'm going old school on you.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is,
make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Now this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines,
Whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functioning ship. The Lollipop Man. Chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7-Up. Yeah. T-Funk. Uncut funk. I dig. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sun rooftop. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk the P-funk.
Ho!
I want the funk on
the good. Oh, make
my funk the P-funk. I want to get funked up.
Him, I want the
bomb. I want the
P-Funk. P-Funk, y'all.
I want the funk that's done. Make my funk the P-Funk.
Home of the it's extraterrestrial brothers. Getting deep. Once upon a time called right now. Funky now. Far around. Hey. Doing it to you in the ear hole.
Make my funk the people. I want my funk on the
make mine.
I want to get funked up.
I want the
bomb.
I want the
bomb. P-Funk. Don't want my funk that song.
Oh, make my
funk to P-Funk. Go out, take it home.
Yeah.
Yeah, P-Funk, you remember that. That's right. All right, we have to make a .602, you're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
We had I don't know what happened. I was playing a long song, you know, I like to get some you know, people don't know that I'm full of funk. But Pastor Don Jr. came in, he's bringing his people. I go, okay, cool, it's Friday. And it was like, well, we got him. Yes, Pastor Dead, he's back. As soon as I turned out the music, I go, what happened? What happened? Hey, hang in there, King. Wait 1 second. I think it's on the studio.
I'm
is that you,
right
Pastor Don Jr.?
Just a second.
Pastor Don Jr.?
Yes, it is me. I'm going to have to call right back in. I'm going to hang up
Is something wrong with this studio? Because I know sometimes that messes up.
No, it's not the studio. It's on my end. But I'll be back. I'll make it happen. I won't take it any more time.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, he'll be right back. Hey, you know, King, you're too young, man.
Yeah.
You're way too young. Mm-hmm. Remember Bootsy Collins? Do you remember Bootsy?
No, I don't know. Oh, Bootsy Collins, yeah.
You remember? Let's see, who else? Curtis Mayfield?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
you don't.
I've been hearing some of his stuff.
Seriously, Diamond in the Back, Rooftop, Big.
Oh yeah.
And Freddy's Dead, and it was. See, that's
that's
right.
That good stuff. That's that good stuff, Sue. Go walk in the club and go to one of them night bars and find one of them good old, good-looking women. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's that back-in-the-day stuff.
I know.
Hey.
I never went to the club early. See, losers went early.
Yeah.
I always got in there at 10:30, put my jewelry, then I would spray my hair down with the Jerry Carroll juice.
Uh-oh. What's that? What's that Robin Harris says? And House Party, he said, you better not ever commit a crime. All they're going to do is follow the Jericho juice. Follow the drip.
It's good memories, man. Good memories.
Yep.
But
so you was lucky because, you know, you could put that stuff in your hair, curl. I would have to get the generic shit off the shelf and put that shit in my head and shit. When I was out there in Phoenix, man, I tried that shit one time, man. I sweated my whole shit out, boy.
Yeah, I know.
Like, damn.
You gotta be careful. You know the worst thing happening is when my girl, my sister, had a curling iron and decided to give me a perm.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it was the worst thing ever. But not to mention, you burn your skull.
Man.
I mean, you see these girls with these burnt heads, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
King, what's going on in Kansas City right now?
Pretty much it's just cold. It's like 40-something, 50-something degrees right now. And they say it's supposed to be spring break, but it's, I don't see no spring. I don't see no sun. I just see a bunch of coldness.
Hey, this is California, and we got rain right now, and it's about 51 degrees.
Yep.
So we're right there with you. We're right there
with
you.
And I think y'all got some snow, too.
Oh, we got too much snow. Yeah.
Man.
And in closing roads, trees are falling, houses are sliding down. It's California.
When I seen y'all got snow, I said, oh, shit, young Jeezy must be out there making some money.
Hell freezes over. Hey, we got
Jeezy,
a couple
man,
of people.
Get back in the studio, man.
Get back in the studio. I know. Quit making enemies, man. Quit losing money. It's about making money.
Leave,
here we go.
Leave,
806.
Leave the drug. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Wait. 806, you're live on the air. I think this is, and there we go. I think this is
yes,
Pastor
sir.
Don Jr., CEO at the winning team.
Yes,
welcome
sir,
back. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I think I
Where's
got
no
806. Wait, by the way, King Webb is here. So y'all just say hello to King Webb.
Hey, what's going on, Pastor Don Jr.?
Thanks for having me, brother.
That's right. He's one of our morning crew. Pastor Don Jr. introduced me to King Webb like he's introducing y'all to me right now. And King Webb came out with a couple of his, probably more. But what did you say, King? How many views did you get that? Not Don't Step on My Web. It was like you're going up to over 200,000 listens, one of your songs?
Yes, it's somewhere around that.
Wow.
It's somewhere around that.
Wow.
Yep.
Was it I Don't Give a Damn? So, so that gives me history with Pastor Don Jr. because he brought some good people in here. Andrea, you know, just some good people. Is it Andrea or Andrea?
Oh, wow.
I can't pronounce it.
Andrea,
yeah.
Adrian.
Came from Pastor
Adrian.
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 I remember her. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got some. So right now you got good credit. So tell me about 806 before I talk to him. Why is he so special, Don?
Man.
Or Pastor Don Jr.?
Willie Gay. It's for the Future Records. Hey, they got a whole movement down there. They put an Amarillo, Texas on the map. You know hip-hop, and the South has always been 100% on point. This is the next thing coming, man. He's a real businessman. I love him like a brother. At the same time, the brother knows how to do the commercials, the audio. They got stuff going with major sponsors. I don't want to give you the whole spiel. I'm going to let him tell his own story, but he's making a lot of moves. I'm just throwing
out
you.
Check it out. All right. It's good to meet you. Okay, 806, you're live. You're live. Your mic is live
right
now.
Thank you for letting me on air. The name is Guidance, Original Guidance. OG for sure.
Which one? Wait, I didn't hear. I got static on my end. What's your... Wait, I want to make sure I got your name right because I got static on my side. Can you say it again?
And my name is Guidance, Original Guidance, or OG for short. Most know me as Two Ton. Lyrics too heavy to hold. I try to speak the truth in a world full of darkness. CEO and founder of For the Future Records. We are a young company at only about 3 years old, but we're making leaps and bounds and changing the world through semi-educational, family-friendly car shows. We're bringing fathers closer to sons and mothers closer to daughters. Let's change the world together.
Okay, can I call you OG?
You sure can.
Okay, because I call you Guidance, but it sounds like, you know, I'm in church a little bit. But
yeah, we bring the church to the streets.
You know, you got to, right? Some heathen, get your ass back in the church where you belong. You don't go to church, we'll bring the church to you, right? I hear you. So, now, I know that you help a lot of people. That's what I'm getting. But do you do music? Do you have a single out? Are you performing anywhere?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We currently do Carmageddon annually. That is one of our biggest car shows and biggest events. We sponsor the Wrenching Scholarship, which helps kids pay for automotive class when they're ready to go to college. I'm working with the West Texas Sports Car Club of America. I do believe there's 21 events on the docket this year. It's all dependent on the weather if we'll perform. These last few years have been very unpredictable as far as our outside stages. So we set up, and if it rains, we're unable to perform, but we definitely do our best to cater to the crowds and the audiences. Getting ready to do an event at the Main Street Bar down here in Borger with D Blaze the Wave. We're getting ready to release a single called Thoughts of You. You can find that on Apple, Spotify, over 1,500 different streaming websites, and that's with Blaze the Wave and myself under Two Ton, the alias for the Future and Turn Life Records. Currently working on a large project with Silky D. Williams, as well as another project with Kirby Capone. Working to make some larger things happen behind the scenes. I'm also working with Miss Inez as far as romance and finance, you know, a little radio show, helping bring some positivity to these youth today.
I'll tell you what, Pastor Don Jr., how about Friday, next Friday? Are you busy next Friday, OG?
Man, come on, man.
I
want to make time.
You let me know. I'll make time.
Because, yeah,
you let me
I
know what
time
I need
time.
To be there, and I'll make time. That's how I get down.
Okay. I want to give you some airtime, if you even, and some of your talent, whatever, and I want to play your music. I would need time for you to send your music to me or send it to Pastor Don, and I'll get the music
Absolutely.
From him. And hopefully, you know, tell me about some of your best students, and let's get them going.
That's what I'm talking about. I can't wait. Pastor Don has been a blessing with the winning team in the 300. We're making moves, leaps and bounds in the industry right now. So I hope and pray that everyone that sees the mission understands the mission and is ready to change the world with us, because the door is open. You just got to walk through it.
Amen, brother. Amen. All I am is just a mouth, man. You're the talent. You're the one that they're going to be listening to. You're the one they're going to be looking forward to. You know, I sit here on my ass and say, yeah, I get credit. Credit for what? So I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna, before Pastor Don Jr. gets off the air, he knows how to reach me on Twitter. He knows how to reach me on Twitter,
okay.
Right? Are you still got me on Twitter, Pastor Don Jr.?
Yes, sir. I surely do. I will definitely put y'all in contact.
Yeah. Okay, you can DM me.
Okay.
Give me the information. I'm going to clear some time and promote him, too, because he sounds like OG sounds like he has what's going on right here.
Absolutely. I can't say that I am in multiple genres. No genre is safe. I try to be an actual artist in the art form and just kind of let the music speak for itself. So depending on what you want to hear, I can't say everything on the page is different. Every song is different. I try to capture a different flavor and a different audience. So we could definitely make something happen. You let me know what you want to hear, and I'll definitely cater that. I will be having a release around that time.
Good, good. We'll get that promotion going. I got to go take a break right now. I want to thank you, Guidance, OG, for coming on the air. I'm anxious to hear
problem.
The new talent that you got. Pastor Don Jr., you know how to reach me on Twitter that we get that information. I got a feeling, man, OG is the dude. I got a feeling that he's the real deal. I got a feeling.
Absolutely. I can send a song over now if you want to play it.
Yeah.
Let me know how you want to run your show. I'll send something right now.
The only way that I can get it is through email. Wait a minute. How do we do that, Pastor Don Jr.? Can he send it to me through Twitter? Huh?
I don't think so. But I'm actually going to send you his email through Twitter right now.
Well, okay.
Right.
So yeah.
All right. Because my email is Hammer, Hammer, AOD, meaning Apple Oranges Daddy, @gmail.com. So that's Hammer, AOD, @gmail.com.
I got
if you can get that to me, I will play that before I leave the air.
Great.
Nice.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. It's just a
pleasure
meeting
both. I mean,
you're
right now with his email in the back channel.
Okay. Sounds good. I want to thank you guys. Thank you again, Guidance and OG, for coming in. I look forward to next week. Okay, you guys are listening to Hammer Radio Network, the only network that got the best ratings that y'all can't touch me for a while. My ratings are so high. That I had brothers come in and think they're higher. My ratings are really high. The number again is 319-527-6099. I'll be right back. Thank you again. See you guys in a bit. Old School coming up. In fact, that is so old that Jesus himself requested that song. If you want to talk to me, I'm Brian Hammer Jackson, 319-527-6099. That's the number that you can talk to me. We got the celebrity in here, Mr. Pastor Don Jr., CEO with the winning team.
Amen.
We got OG
Amen.
Here. Guidance is here. These are the celebrities that are on the show
Perfect.
Today. And if you ever want to talk to them, you can call them. Well, you can call in the studio right now. And you can talk to them, get some pointers. I mean, it's hard in the music business. It's just how it is. I don't know. What do you think? You think you have to be good, or you think your personality got to be better to make it?
I think you got to have a little bit of both. You definitely got to have some talent, you know, to keep up with the talent that's online right now. But as well, you've got to be a people person. You've got to be approachable. You've got to be willing to work with people and try new things, because not everything's going to be your cup of tea, but you got to be able to adapt. That is vital.
But it's a lot of money to work with someone, man. I mean, even studio time, hours of your day, away from your family. And you got some knucklehead who's like 19. He got talent, but he'd rather play b-ball instead of being in a studio rehearsing. What do you do?
you find a way to make it more interesting for them. You show them the path, show them the way. Put them in the room with people they idolize.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Now, what happens if you got somebody saying, you know, they got some talent? See, I like to see Pastor Don Jr. knows I put people in situations. I think he likes it. I don't know. But you got somebody who has talent, right? Okay, he's doing good. But he has some friends who just got out of the joint. These are his homies. Now, they don't have as much talent as he does. But they say, okay, give me, we'll be your crew. You know, we'll protect you and all that. Now, how do you get that guy away from that influence there, or do you mind your own business? What do you do?
In that situation, it's best to cater to the artist. If the goal is to get that person away from that crowd, this job could definitely do it with sheer business alone. You know, having them in the booth, recording songs, marketing, out shooting videos. So there's a lot of different things you can do. But if that doesn't work, you can always lend a blessing to those that are in that crowd, you know. If you have to change five souls to get to one soul, you know, it becomes a mission. So I do believe it's all in, again, being able to adapt. If nothing you try works, then you just have to work on the group as a whole so that they can be a functioning unit.
Yeah, but it could mess up your business. That's because whatever he does or whatever shenanigans they do or whatever, and it reflects on you and your company. What do you do? Do you cut him loose or you work with him?
Oh, in my opinion, you definitely got to place an ultimatum. There's definitely got to be those kind of redundancies in the contract to make sure that you know that the time is allotted, that they don't do anything that's going to hinder, tarnish, or you know, make a disaster out of the organization. You know, you want to make sure that everything's going smoothly. So you got to definitely make sure that your artist is on the up and up as far as building the company as opposed to tearing it down. And I do believe the contractual agreement should nullify that.
Yeah. It's rough when you're dealing with the personalities, man. You know, some of them are immature, some of them, you know. What do you do with the guy? He's really good. He fucked up. He's at an age now where he's 39. He's still got a little something-something. Do you give him a shot?
You put him on pause. No, you put him on pause. They just stand there. You put him on pause.
No, I didn't.
Sometimes if you don't call somebody, no news leads
to speculation. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm all about helping people, but at the same time, sometimes you got to remove yourself from a situation, and that situation will work itself out.
Yeah, but you know that. Do you tell the guy in his face that, look, you're too old, it's gone? I mean, he's still thinking it. He's still got his Jerry curl in his 2023. You know, he's James Brown. What do you do?
I think you could cater that music to more of a career than mainstream. Maybe he makes movie music. Maybe he makes commercial music. Maybe the music will be best used for infomercials. I mean, there's always somewhere that it can be utilized, and maybe you can utilize the age and hopefully experience to your benefactor.
I like that. I like that. I really do like that because you can always make money one way or another and use their talents one way or another. Just because you got somebody who's at a certain age, you're going, okay, maybe you can't perform like you used to, or you can't stand up on tour like you used to. But you could be a background musician in the studio. You could even be a mentor. Or, like you're saying, you could score music. I mean, you could score movies with your music.
Absolutely.
Jingles. Commercials with your jingles, right? And that expands your business too, because now you got commercial marketing and scoring for film and all this stuff going on.
Come on.
Yes, absolutely. And I can say that Pharrell Williams made it when he was 40. So I think it also might have to do with the drive. Are they willing to do what's necessary? Are they going to get in the lab and recreate and reinvent themselves to cater to a newer audience, a younger audience, use their talent and abilities to challenge themselves? You know, you get those artists that are stuck in their ways, and you can find those artists at 20 years old that are stuck in their ways, and it's not, you know, it's not the type of music that's hitting, and nothing that you do is going to get them to change their mind, and you'll end up having to, you know, put them on hold. But I think it's a lot of it is an artist's willingness to adapt. You can't, you know, put an artist in a certain area or in a certain genre and then make music for a different genre. You know what I mean? You got to be able to adapt, you know. When you show up to the studio, you got to feel the need.
Amen. That's real.
But I understand what you're saying. I think you're right. I think you're correct right there. There's always something to fill. How do you know when your guy's ready? I mean, so you got this guy coming up. You say, okay, I like his music and everything. How do you know when he's ready? Maybe they're good in the studio, but then they got the stage fright that does something to their voice and everything. What do you do with that?
You got to test them out. You have to test them out.
Absolutely.
You won't leave your child alone with a stick of dynamite and hope to God you know how to fire it up and pull the, you won't leave them alone in that room. Come on now.
Facts.
Absolute facts. If you do good on my small test, when I got a big test, a major person put you on the phone with, we can do something. But if you don't do good on a small person, I'm not going to put you on one of my majors. I got black book connections. That's a brown book and black book.
Right.
Come on now.
Well, do you throw a small house party to see how he performs in front of people and see the reaction of people?
No. Nah, because these people go to the house party, they're going to be kicking it, but they're going to be thinking, I can give you a pass to invite me to this concert.
Wow.
You got to test
them
all.
I can say with my artist,
see how good they're going, then you can do it.
Yes, I'm definitely a trial by fire kind of guy. I've definitely had shows and events set up where I've told them, hey, look, you got a 10-minute slot. And they'll ask, hey, why does this person have a 30-minute slot? Because they're battle tested. I know that they can go for 3 hours if I wanted to. You know what I mean? It's one of those situations where as you go along and we see where your strengths and weaknesses are, we can better cater to our audience and better cater to your event. So I've had artists get up and do, you know, a trial run, do one or two songs. And if the crowd really likes them, I'll talk to them backstage and say, hey, if you want to go on, I've got another 30 minutes for you if you have a 30-minute set. You know, so I think with showbiz and the show must go on, there's a lot of improv behind the scenes. You might show up to do one song. You might end up leaving after doing an entire album. You know, you might end up, you know, booking a tour from that one song, you know. So I think the biggest thing is helping them overcome that fear to get them on the stage and then finding their niche, finding where they fit in.
Well, congratulations, OG. You got it. You did your first interview on the radio. Well done.
Hey, man, come on.
Well done.
I greatly appreciate that.
I've had him on the phone. This is not his voice. He ain't this.
Well done. I had a problem. I asked one more question, but I got somebody coming up. I had a problem with a person. His name was Suge Knight. Had a big problem with him.
Wow.
Like everybody else had a problem with Suge, too. But so you got somebody... And they're connected to some of the main, you know, the gangs out there. You know what I mean? That's just the way they roll. Do you try to get this kid out of that lifestyle? Let him live his lifestyle and just work with his talent. I mean, you're not the mother, you're not the father. I mean, who the hell are you? You know what I mean? You're there to promote this kid, market this kid, make his future go. Or do you step in? What do you do?
Hey, that's a double-folded question, but I'm going to give it a real solid answer. I have two folds. I have Pastor Don, Junior CEO. That's who I am on social media. That's how people know me. But then there's also a man, Donnell Green, Jr. And answer that question on both sides of the coin. As a pastor, I have to be there, pray for him, to be with him. But as Donnell Green, Jr., if you're doing nonsense, I can't have none of that around my 300 good guys that's doing the right thing. It don't work. You can't put apples and oranges and say we got a fruit salad. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know, but maybe that's his lifestyle, and it's homie, that's all he knows. And what do you – I mean, now I understand being a pastor. I do. God bless you. Amen. But that must be a touchy thing. You know, you see them doing wrong. You know their potential. I mean, I appreciate what you're doing. What do you? Okay, that doesn't work. What do you do?
I do feel it's situational. I do feel that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But at the same time, I've seen people shortly after someone they really cared about was killed, whether it been in close quarters with them or they found out about it over the phone, and the epiphany that they have shortly thereafter usually is prime real estate to bring it to the table. You know, hey, look, you know, I don't want this for your future. You know, you can have a better future than this. You know what I mean? You know, you see the heartache, you see the pain that it causes. I have a different path. You know what I mean? And if you don't like it, you know, you can throw it in the trash. However, I'm offering you a way out of this lifestyle, out of this pain, out of this suffering. Because some people, sadly, I've dealt with a lot of artists that it's all they know is the streets, you know, gun violence, slanging, you know what I mean? They got pimping in their family. There's so many different things that people deal with on a daily basis that a lot of people don't take into consideration when having an intellectual conversation with that. So I think it's very vital that you cater to the situation. If you're dealing with somebody that's doing it because they think it's cool, oh, they're going to be easy to turn over, you know, because they don't have to do that. They don't have to be in the streets, you know. But when you're dealing with someone that's been raised in it and it's all they know, the violence, the drama, you know, the police contact, the jail time, then what you have to do is you have to approach it in a sensitive manner based off of their experience. You know, if they've had a lot of gun deaths and a lot of gun violence, you utilize that avenue, you know, with the Stop the Killing rally that I was working on with Ms. Brown. So there's so many different avenues, and for the future, you know, I've selflessly laid myself over the fire so those that have been burned can walk over the fire safely. That's a goal of mine, you know, that's something that I live by, you know, this isn't my mission, this is a mission from God, you know. I stand back and let him work for me. So it really depends on where you're placed in that situation to give them that mentorship. If you're the passenger in the car, if you're the teacher at school, I mean, all those positions are a different angle, you know, and you get different levels of authority when you play those angles. So I think it's really just catering to that person's trauma.
Good point, both of you. Well done. Well, both of you, great points. Now, there's a choice. Let's say you got the kid's mother is really fine. I mean, really fine, you know what I'm saying? The kid's mediocre. The mother's really fine. Now, what do you do not do?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what do you do not do?
I got...
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the father and mother are really fine.
No father. No so father. Fine. No father. The artist that you have is okay. He's mediocre. With some work, he can maybe get there. But a lot of hard work, he can get there, right? But you got a lot of other artists you don't need to work that hard with. But then his mom comes in and picks him up, and she is really, really fine. Now, tell me what you do not do.
Oh, wow.
Well, first off, you don't stick your finger in the sugar bowl. Let's just let's put it the way they put it on Friday. You know, yeah. And you don't want to be caught in the refrigerator either. So it's one of those situations where you use that opportunity to show them what should be done.
Okay.
It's not to say that everybody else in the studio is going to handle it the right way, but you utilize that opportunity. You utilize that opportunity to show them. You said dad is gone, right?
Yeah, daddy gone.
So at that point in time, if you're mentoring and you're genuinely there for that person, that technically that's your role. You're technically a father figure in that youth's life. So you've got to show them the right way to handle the situation and approach it with respect. And regardless of what happens down the line on the first meeting, you know what I mean? You don't exactly want to be a dog about it. You know what I mean? So it's one of those situations where I think you got to utilize your position of power in that kid's life.
Right.
And definitely show them what they haven't seen, that father figure. Show them that positivity, what you should do in a situation as opposed to what you want to do. And that's a lot in the industry.
See, now you tell me. Now you tell me. One second here. I think we got another winning team member. 916, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson and with Guidance and Guidance or OG. 916.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Okay, there
you
go. Yeah. Hold on. I think Pastor Don Jr. just arrived. Pastor Don Jr.?
Yes, I am here.
Pastor Don Jr. Okay, tell me about 916.
I'm sorry?
916. Well,
what's your name, 916?
I'm Harris Walker. I'm the CEO of Hand in Hand Foundation.
Nice to meet you, Mr.
Walker.
How you doing, Mr. Walker?
Yes,
hey, Mr. Walker. I'm doing fine, doing fine. I had to tune in. I just tuned in about 10 minutes ago, so I kind of got the end of the conversation. But being in that industry and having been in that industry before, yeah, I kind of agree with him. You know, you got to be professional, you know, in that single mother scenario. But it's really, what are you there for? Your focus. Your focus is there to create music, to help this artist, blah, blah, blah. That should be your focus. It shouldn't be the distraction, oh, he got a fine mama, she's single, I'm digging her. That shouldn't be your main focus. Now, if that's your secondary focus later on down the line, well, life is what life is. But your main focus should be the empowerment of that artist. Focus on the business. And this is what happens in business a lot. We get sideways distracted by things that are detrimental, actually, to business.
Well said. Let me ask you a question. This is going to be one of these questions that are going, say what? What do black producers, what mistake do black producers make that white producers do not make?
To me, black producers, the only problem is that they won't diversify. They look at one level and one thing, but then, of course, you're looking at one black producer. You could take somebody like Pharrell, who went across the board, a little bit of rock, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of everything, and made his own thing. So black producers need to, just like black businesses, need to be more inclusive, understand it's about green. If you're in it for the money, then you shouldn't, I'm not going to do country western just because I'm a hip-hop producer. No. Expand your horizons while you're expanding there.
Right. Okay.
Well said. I'm very impressed. But you're right about black producers, about diversifying and expanding a little bit. Like, I would like to see somebody with some country. There's some black folks like country.
Oh, yeah. That's my level of expertise. That's actually the song I sent you. Liquor Bottle. Yes, I'm one of the coldest rappers, yes. I went by Two Ton for the longest time. Lyrics too heavy to hold. But I'm currently working on Dirt Road Cowboy. It's a movie with Kirby Capone. And I did currently start a Dirt Road Anthem country western album. I'm getting ready to release a music video for Dark Road. But the song that I sent you via email is Liquor Bottle.
Right.
And it is one of the highest grosses. I think it's been out a week. I've got 1,000 plays, but I really try to go organically because I want my followers to know me better than just kind of pop on and me never having a conversation with them. But
Can
I completely agree
song?
With you. Yes, you sure can. He has it for air. I will definitely send that over, Mr. Harris, as soon as we get off the call. I'll make sure that you have that information.
Oh, yeah, because I want to hear it, and I'll help promote it for you.
Absolutely. I greatly appreciate that, brother.
You know, my roots in music go back so far. You know, of course I'm black, so of course I had to start out with R&B and stuff. Actually, Gladys Knight was my babysitter back in 62. But since then, I've gotten into the business. I played for a lot of bands and music, and I understood the music business at a young age, and I started again. Actually, we're talking country, so I'm sure you're familiar with Conway Twitty. He was almost like a stepfather to me. I met more country stars through Conway Twitty and staying at Twitty City when I'm in town, you know, and music is music. You know, come on. I grew up in the 60s, man. I'm from out in San Francisco with the hippies and the yippies, and some of the greatest rock bands were within a block or two before they became the superstars they are. So I've been influenced by different types of music in this industry kind of most of my life, you know. Even had a label myself with 16 artists that were posed to be superstars. I'm telling you, they were posed to be superstars. And but they got greedy, and I was like, well, hey, you know, y'all wouldn't have had none of this if it wasn't for me, because some of y'all have been doing this for 10 years and never got paid. I got you paid. You know, you got new cars that you bought, you know, because my company was set up a lot different than the regular record business, so my people ate better, you know. But, you know, things happen. People tend to be greedy. They felt I wasn't doing enough for them, and I had to laugh, so I just killed the company, you know. But wow. I did give them a big boost. I put them on the radio. I put them on, I have like connections to about 170 radio stations across the country now. It used to be about 400, but a lot of people moved and so on. But I put them on the radio, and it blew up like crazy. I told them I was closing the company because y'all felt, and that was in my rule. I said, whenever you feel I'm not doing enough for you, you're free to go. So I closed it down. And, of course, they haven't done nothing since, but they were blowing up the radio waves. I mean, they kept them in rotation for 2 weeks till they found out I had closed company down.
Hmm.
You know, but they didn't understand. See, that's just it. Artists mm-hmm. come in with a certain perspective and on the business end, but they don't take time to learn the business end. So I'm talking, the time I'm talking about, we're talking this is in 2007 when I started Revolution Takeover Entertainment. And they didn't understand that about technology, about the change. They wanted us to sell out of the trunk of cars. And I'm like, come on, why would I do that? I didn't get into this business to help you guys to sell out of trunk of cars. Don't worry about how we're going to sell your music. Just worry about creating it. And worry about performing, because you guys are earning money. They played at the House of Blues. I had them L.A., Sunset Strip.
Wow.
I had them in Vegas. I had them traveling up and down California. We had a plan to go to start doing more out-of-state tours.
Right.
Right, but I wanted them to all have their records ready to go, have every album ready to go. Package ready. The DJs already had samples.
Right.
So that's all I did was make a phone call. Y'all can play that now.
Now
play what you like. I don't care.
Let me check my. Now, did y'all send me something in my email? Because I haven't. My alarm didn't go off.
Yes, I did. I sent liquor bottle. I sent WWX, but liquor bottle's more on subject. I sent it from For the Future. That is the number 4, TH, the number 3. FUTUR, the number 3. Again, that is the number 4. The Future, replace the E's with 3's, no spaces.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a 2-minute break. I'm going to go on my email and get it, and then I'm going to download it in the studio. So give me 2 minutes. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network with some of the best music professionals in the background. As you can see, I got some stuff going on in the background. The number is 319-527-6099. We'll be right back. See, this is, we're wrapping up artists who didn't behave. So we're going to wrap them up, throw them in the river, get some more artists on our... I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. We'll be right back.
I would.
Chillin', rubber band stacks to the chillin', and on, yes, the cool stay winning. Chillin', rubber band stacks to the chillin', and on, yes, the cool stay winning. Chillin', rubber band stacks to the chillin', and on, yes, the cool stay winning.
Baby, like, ooh, make him really wanna say, ooh, loud. She needs to be there with the boo, Rob.
We have dead air. Hey, man. Again, we're getting close to going off the air. We got the best of the best. It's Friday, 319-527-6099. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. Things are going on in the background that I have to take care of business. They understand. I'm sure my guests understand. Let's open up the phone. Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
I'm there, sir. I'm in the building. Yes, sir.
You are in the house. Oh, gee. Guidance is here also. And you got a new one. Is 806? Wait, but I like him. I didn't get his name.
No. He's not new. That's the wrong term, sir. He's been around since my whole life.
No, I mean, new to the studio. To me. Okay.
That's Mr. Walker.
Mr. Walker, there you go, Mr. Walker.
Good.
You know, you guys are saying some good advice, man. You're saying some good advice. Now, was that Mr. Walker talking about that he had people playing at the House of Blues, booked them in Vegas?
Yes, sir.
See, that costs money. Who paid for that?
Yes, sir.
Who paid for it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. See, the thing is, I say I'm from the old school of music where we get paid for it, not paid to play.
Oh.
My artists don't pay to play. No, they get paid to play.
Oh,
that's
really?
Where it's supposed to be. Yeah, so let me explain something about this transition that happened while I was out of the music business and my other music business. Okay, so if you're a promoter, you take the risk.
Right.
But if you're a smart promoter, you don't. There is no risk because you have sponsors who will pay for the show and your artists, and now ticket sales is just gravy.
Right.
You see, so the business changed where the artist is getting ripped off by promoters. Sorry for any promoters who charge artists to be on their shows, but you're ripping off your artists. Do your job. Do your artist job is to perform.
I know a Blog Talk radio show. Blog Talk. This dude was charging $250 for 5 minutes of airtime.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
I am dead serious. And he had no radio. He had no radio. But
wow,
5 minutes. For 5 minutes.
Wow.
And he
wow.
went up from
That's
there. And people
up.
Were – he was mad. He was laughing at me because I said, you know, no, you know, we're a champion of independent artists, man. We want artists to shine.
Yeah.
He'll come back on us.
Maybe
I believe
that.
He'll come back on us, you know. So he was laughing at me. He goes, you're a chump. You're a sucker. I'm a sucker. Yeah, and I've been charging these people.
Oh.
You know, sometimes I think about it, dude. I mean, sometimes I do. I'm a human being. You know, I want a new jacket. You know,
well, let me tell you something. Now, if you're going to charge me $250 for me to put a song on or for 5 minutes on your radio station, I need to know what your viewers are. I need to know your
mm-hmm.
numbers. I need to see
mm-hmm.
these numbers. I need to know the demographics of these numbers to see
yeah.
if it's worth just that little $250.
Oh,
because
oh,
I could put that $250 into other marketing. Okay, I'm on music videos, right?
Right.
With over
right.
150 million views. 100
right.
million views.
Okay.
All right. Music videos. And one of them's not even in English.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of them's not in English. I'm in the videos. I'm in the background in the videos. I help
right.
with some of the promotion and production.
Right.
You know what I'm
Get
saying?
It, boy.
So,
but how much are you
and
making?
This is just helping out my people. This is
but how much
getting,
are you?
I didn't charge them.
Exactly.
I'm helping
see,
them.
You're a true artist. I understand what you're saying. But money has to, but it's, even your time, you know, it's funny. I'm not in the music business. I can't, you know, I can't carry a tone
well,
if you paid me.
Well,
but
well
I,
the thing is, it's not really about being in that. You play your part. Everybody has a position. It's like a football team.
Right.
Somebody's got a quarterback, but the quarterback alone can't win the game without somebody receiving the ball and people
right.
blocking
Amen.
For them and doing their jobs. So everybody
yeah.
has a job. You got your A&R jobs. You got your management jobs. But one thing I hate
mm-hmm.
is the way that the music industry for years, even back
mm-hmm.
when I was in the music business, which is why I got out of Warner Elektra Records, is
right.
because of the way they rip off the artists. You're going to make millions of dollars off of this song, but you're going to pay us only this amount of money, and we did all the work. I think
mm-hmm.
that should be flipped, and that's what I did with Revolution Takeover Entertainment. I flipped
mm-hmm.
it. My people got paid 30% of net.
Mm-hmm.
Michael
well,
Jackson
net.
Got paid 35% of net.
Seriously? Damn.
Okay, so they had the second best contracts in the world, but they didn't understand it. They paid for no studio time. That was absorbed by the company. Was no chargebacks. Of course, I didn't give them $100,000 to play with either. They had to earn their money. You already out here. So now let me show you what you're doing wrong and clean your music up and clean this up and show you how what you're doing and teach you how this business works so you won't get screwed.
Well,
you know,
tell me how this
ask is. NBA Youngboy. Ask NBA Youngboy, OG33,
mm-hmm.
who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can go bigger. We can go bigger artists who know me and producers and record black record labels who know me personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not new to a few businesses. I'm well known around the country under different names and doing different things, but I'm well known. People are surprised to know that I'm the same person.
we had used to be Friday. We stopped it. We stopped it. It was a great show. It was a music show every Friday night, Young Talent. The judges we had was one of the people from Earth, Wind, and Fire. And a couple
oh, who
of
was
music
that?
God, I was hoping you wouldn't even ask me.
What instrument is
that? Huh?
Is he from the original Earth, Wind, and Fire or the new Earth, Wind, and Fire? That's another
thing. He's with the new Earth, Wind, and Fire. The
oh, okay.
New
I probably
one.
Won't know him then. I probably won't
he had
know him
a great, then. Yeah, he did a great song with Marvin Gaye, you know, We Miss You, Marvin. And we had names. I mean, Guns N' Roses. We had
Alex.
there was a whole thing. We had country. We had, you know, we covered the whole thing.
A music festival.
Yeah, and they came on the air. I mean, these guys, I go, they were nice. They're giving the guys a shot. Nobody paid for nothing. It was not you coming. You know what I mean? It's like, you want to jam with us? We jam. And I realized, yeah, I had a hook because a lot of these guys are older. You know, people don't know who Guns N' Roses are. People don't remember blah, blah, blah. So
they
that was
should.
Their way to get back in with the young folks again. And I remember a story. Kanye West, he got Paul McCartney to do it. This was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Got Paul McCartney to do a song with him or something. And the comments were like this: "Oh, that's great for Kanye to do that for that old dude, that white dude." They didn't even know who Paul McCartney was. You know what I mean? They go, "That was nice of him to give his time to that old dude, that old white dude." It was laughable.
Yeah, that old white dude that got so many hits.
Yes.
Which, see, this is what I'm saying. See, a true musician, like the musicians I work with, I taught them about the ones that they didn't know about. You know, like even the black ones, like Stanley Clark. I'm a bass player,
so a lot of them,
Bootsy Collins, William Collins,
mm-hmm.
you know, and their histories and James Brown's history, because I grew up around these circles, so I knew a lot of the background stuff they didn't know, and that's not public, you know, because I was actually there as a kid or teenager and seen it, you know, and I even know your ex-president. Yeah, I've been knowing him since I was 15. Trump. Okay, but I'm saying I'm well known. I'm a well known person. Trust me, under different nicknames in different parts of my life. But
yeah,
look,
well,
I look at what's going on today, and they don't know the history.
I went to bed with Berry Gordy's ex-wife. Does it count that I'm in the music business? No.
Uh huh.
That's the closest I got to the music business. Yeah, she was nice for a little while. You can to break into show business, baby. You know, the thing about it, it was a year ago. And I say this to a lot of people because they think social media is going to launch them, and it won't, and I'll tell you why. Y'all are the experts. I'm not, but this is just my own thinking. They come to me, one guy all proud and everything, right? Like, and I go, oh, blah, blah, blah. He goes, "Well, I got a song." I go, "I never heard it, blah, blah, blah." "Okay, send it to me, blah, blah, blah." And I'm still going to play the song. I got 20 minutes. And then he goes, and I played the song. I wasn't really impressed. And he goes, "I got 20 million views with that." I go, "Okay. How much did you make?" "Nothing." That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
Well, yeah. The views to me, they're not going to pay you the streaming services, YouTube. You can make some money, understand how you got to make your money and understand that you got to hold your crowd in order to keep making this money or keep that crowd growing. Now, it's good for promotion of a song. That's good. For the internet promotion, but that doesn't get it into the DJ's hands. And who spins your music? The DJ. Who has more popular, has local crowds and international crowds? The DJs. I get music into the hand of every DJ I can across the nation. And then tell me what you think of it. Pick some favorites and let me know what you think. So this gives me feedback. Just like when we do live shows, we were talking about the House of Blues shows. Let me tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. My first group was on. Sound goes out. Right? Like 4 minutes into the song. Right? First song, sound goes out. Well, I'm the type of owner and manager that I don't sit up in the booth. My people, my other people were sitting up in the, guests were sitting in the booth, but I'm down in the middle of the crowd. I need to feel what the crowd's feeling. I need to get the actual reaction. So they happen to see me, and I'm telling them, acapella, just slow it, acapella, just keep going, don't stop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they see me, so he says, "Okay, we're going to just go with this. Y'all know this song, we're going to go with acapella." They started going a cappella, crowd joined in. Crowd participation was off the hook. When the music came back on, he said, turn that shit off. Excuse my language. But he said, turn that ass off. We're going to finish this song like we started. And we tore that show up. And MTV, they chased us down. We had a green room interview after the show congratulating us and how excited they were over the group and everything. And VH1 Live on the Streets chased us down. Actually, we had left, went to the liquor store. And, you know, we about to go party after this great show and drive back up here to Sacramento in San Francisco. And VH1 stops us on the middle of the street, jumps out with cameras. We're like, whoa, what the hell is going on? You know, and then they told us who they were. I said, man, we were trying to get to you guys. You guys killed that show. Oh, my God. Who are you guys? Blah, 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 blah. You know, so we did a little outside thing. And we were filming at the same time, you know, so we got film from that. But for remembers, we were cracking jokes on people and stuff. But, you know, we were having fun. We were having fun. Huh. And this is what this business should be about. It should be about having fun, pleasing your crowd,
absolutely,
making money, not blowing this money, but reinvesting money into your communities. The music industry by itself can solve most of the problems in America.
Money-wise. Amen.
Money-wise. But we're not
It began like that, but I don't know. The music industry always was eat your young. I mean, I can't remember what era. 60s were, God, 70s were just as bad, 80s, 90s. It was a cutthroat business. It still is a cutthroat business. It
always has been. But we can change
it's a blood sport.
But we can change that. The new owners coming out, the new independents can change everything.
I guess you're right.
Absolutely.
I guess you're right.
All right.
That's the mission for the future.
Thank
Somebody
you.
Tell me
and
about the song Two Ton Three.
Two Ton.
Oh, is
yes,
two
I'm
ton?
Here.
I got ton, T-O-N. I got the three backwards.
Yes, actually, it's pronounced like Tutankhamun, like the pharaoh.
Oh.
Because I'm all for the people.
Okay. Okay. So how did you come up with this? What made you create this song? What inspired you to make this song happen?
Well, I live in Texas, and I'm a heavy equipment operator. When I came up with this song, there was a lot of hardships in my life, I'll say. I'm realizing that, you know, today's day and age, I was raised real old school, real Old Testament. My mom was an old Southern Belle. So, you know, being in relationships and dealing with the things of life, it just kind of had me lost, you know, and it had me wishing I could drown my sorrows in a liquor bottle, you know. Don't get me wrong, I have a drink here and again, but I almost was envious of those people that can just kill a bottle and forget about life, you know what I mean? And I realized, you know, obviously I got to have that self-control, but it was about the urge that a new understanding for people that run through a liquor bottle. At first I didn't understand it. And I wrote this song after I understood it, you know. I mean, sometimes life gets so stressful, you just want to, you know, have a drink and pass out, you know, deal with the problems tomorrow. But in that light, I also wanted to shine a positive light by saying, wishing I could drown my sorrows in a liquor bottle, not just, hey, go drown your sorrows in a liquor bottle. I understand the power of music, you know. Your lyrics are very suggestive, and some of the fans will take it very literally. So, it was mainly about the hardships and understanding the broken people in the world.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
Wow. Now, how long did it take you to create this song? I mean, you must have had all those feelings in you for a while. You must have this song thinking, I got to get to work on this song, or did you just knock this out in a matter of hours?
It goes hand in hand with what we were speaking about earlier. You know, where I grew up was around the gang and the drugs and the violence.
Right.
And I had always had this country song in the back of my mind because I tended to horses. I worked on Livingston Ranch out in Colorado. And we listened to a lot of country music, and I started writing it. And just recently, as I got serious in the industry, I understood, you know, the diversity, the importance of diversity. And one day a beat producer reached out to me because I work with a lot of beat producers, and it spoke to my soul. The lyrics came to me almost instantly. It took me maybe 30 minutes to write the song, and then I recorded it. Once I actually got to work on the song, I'd say maybe 2 days, and that's in between working 14-hour shifts at the plant. So that's two nights, really, you know. Nights. It was just something I was very passionate about, and I felt that the world needs to hear it. I felt that there's people that can relate to my pain in this song.
All right, I'm going to play it. I think I have it. Give me the right pronunciation again, because I'm having Tuton. Tuton,
yes.
One more time.
Yes, it's Tuton. Back in the day, they called me Tuton because I've got an infinite layer of musical gifts. I can pretty much cater to any audience or any style of music. And it went to Tuton based off of my lyrics being too heavy to hold. I like to speak a lot of truth in my songs. I like to speak on relevant real-world events because nobody wants to. People need to hear that, you know. So
Friday is one of our best audience. Friday and Saturday, well, a lot of people like to go back to my shows and they do the podcast thing. So you're on a good day. All right, here we go. Now, I have to remind everybody, the sound may not be the best sound in the world because we're going mono and stereo and connecting the phone to a speaker, and it may not have the best quality how the music is meant to be heard. But we're going to play it so you can get an understanding about how good it is, and then we'll take it from there. Okay, everybody. Here we go. Live on the Hammer Network.
I do believe this is WWX. This one actually isn't Liquor Bottle.
Report. Surrender all walkers. I'm getting some of them in this moment.
Yeah. They love it. They love it out here in California. I know they love that in Detroit. Well done.
Nice, nice.
Well done. Well done.
Well, I do want to say, with love, that was actually the WWX song. that was not the liquor bottle song. I certainly do apologize. I did send two emails. I wasn't sure which vibe to go with, so I sent one that was positively geared hip-hop and one that was positively geared country music. That song is geared off of – go ahead.
Hip-hop.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
That song is actually geared off of a picture that I drew in 2010 that just so happened to come true. Canvas painting when I was an art teacher in Colorado. That song has a lot of passion and a lot of truth in it. As far as my life, my past, and, you know, what we see in the world that a lot of people are afraid to speak on.
Okay. Well, we got a little tape. Well, what we're really looking at, listening to, is your voice, your style, the talent that you have.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was looking
Absolutely.
At. You may say it's the worst, but it's like, you know, potato, potato. That's your point of view. Somebody else says they're going to love it. They're going to love
it. Oh, exactly. Exactly. I used to tell artists that all the time. It's not what you think, it's what the public thinks.
Yeah, it's like when that cute girl gives you that picture and her nipple slips out, and she goes, "Oh, I don't want to show you that with my nipple out." So that's what I'm looking at. So, you know, there's people, they love, you got talent, man. And you know you do.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You know you do.
Definitely send me the liquor bottle one. I definitely want to hear that. I think if it's what I think it is,
well,
I may have a promotion screen for you.
Let me see.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. I get that sent to me right away.
Well, here, I have I don't know how it's going to play through the, how's it playing through the phone on your end?
It's real weak. It's real weak.
It is weak.
Yeah, you know.
And that's why I'm hesitant, you know, because I know that there's some that are, I can't help it. I mean, I don't own the studio.
Right, right.
But
right. I understand. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. I'll try to, what I'm going to try to do is I got it. I got the liquor one. And what I'm going to try to do is I was trying to download it. It's not letting me do it, but I'll find it. I'll find how to do it and put it in the studio. So next time
you definitely email it to me. You can find my address is harris@handandhandfoundation.org.
Okay.
And you spell out the A-N-D on the email.
All right.
Yeah, because I want to hear it, and after I hear, and put your contact information in there too, so I can call you back and we can discuss what I think of it and which way
right,
I think it would be a good way of promoting it.
You said that's Harris at hand at hand.
Yeah, Harris. Yeah, Harris. H-A-R-R-I-S at hand. H-A-N-D. A-N-D. H-A-N-D again. foundation.org. And you can google Hand in Hand Foundation or HHF Mall or HHF DFP or the HHF Healthy Homes Program. We're very Googly. And if you're on Facebook or IG or whatever, find me Harris Walker or you'll see the Hand in Hand logo. And that way we can help cross-promote your music on the internet platforms that way, too.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Nice. That's what it's all about. Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what it used to be.
And then
that's how it used to be. But, no, that's nice of you, man. Mr. Walker, that is nice.
I'm humbled and appreciative.
Oh, yeah. And when you make a YouTube, then you go to – then you would send that to – Blake Andrews with and he would he has a platform where he broadcasts your YouTube on like a radio station. I have a radio station that shows independent artists, and your YouTube count still counts to you. And he charges a small flat fee. I think it's like $25.
Does he really?
Something like that. Yeah.
We're going there.
It helps promote your YouTube videos and your music across the board. And just tell them I sent you. Well, I'll give you that information. It's Blake Andrews, and his network is, hold on. Wait. See, where's... Hey, do me a favor. Go to the main board on there real quick on TV. Go to the main board real quick. Yeah, exit out of that. Exit out of YouTube. And scroll up so I can get it. Scroll up. No. Go to the apps. Okay. Just scroll up. 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 One more.
All right, I did get that sent over.
Okay.
It's
IMTV 360. IMTV 360. So he does. He's a new company. Does a lot of video promotion and he's about helping people. He had Roku channels and. So yeah, I'll get you his information. That's for any artist that want a low cost promotion that actually works, because we all share it too. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
And your YouTube money still goes to you.
Amen.
You know, you can find him on Facebook, LinkedIn. See, we have to control this industry. So the only way to control this industry is to start with the independents and helping them accomplish their goals.
That is true.
And
absolutely, that is the mission statement for the future.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
while
we're still live on the air, we got 50 seconds. I want to thank Mr. Walker, for coming in the studio today. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to thank. Yeah, anytime. Guidance, OT. I like it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming in, contributing.
Happy to be here.
Both of you two with the wisdom and helping some young folks, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. And, of course, last but not least, Mr. Pastor Don Jr., CEO with the winning team. Thank you for bringing great talent and great people and great folks that I get to meet and get to hear. I appreciate it. Pastor Don Jr., CEO with winning team.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having the platform and always looking out when my people come.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Hey, be safe out there, man. It's crazy. Be safe. And I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Be safe.
All right. Take care. This is Brian Hammer Jackson with the Brian Hammer Jackson Network. We are out.